Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Our Celtics insider, Mego, is here on a Celtics Wednesday. Best basketball mind at the radio station, in my opinion. Hello, wow. How are you?
I am great.
I saw you were there last night.
I was. 7 p.m. tip-off. Love it. Yeah. Didn't love the way the Celtics started or played for a lot of the game, but I was home by like 11, so mm-hmm. I was very happy about that.
Did the cup floor look better in person? It did not look good on television.
Okay, so I saw some clips on TV, and I thought it looked much brighter on TV. Yeah. And in person, it was a Kelly green. It looked darker. And I think the contrast was just stronger in person, so it was easier to see the play. It wasn't as distracting.
Okay.
But I can understand that court, anytime they have green on it, it reads brighter, more neon on TV.
Yeah.
But I feel like all the courts are that way because I watched a little bit of the Philly game and that court.
Yeah.
Like all these playing tournament courts, I know they're supposed to be different and unique, but it all gets you like, it takes you time to get
used to it. It's weird. It's
not
different.
Even just the color, though. It's too busy on the court. Well, you know, like the DraftKings, the Emirates, like everything written all over it.
Yeah. It's like Oregon's court. You ever see Oregon's basketball court? It's like when there's stuff, like anything more than what the normal court has, you're like, this is weird.
Is it Boise State that has the blue turf?
Yes.
Like that, where it's just so out of the ordinary that it takes a while to adjust to.
I played on that blue turf.
Yeah?
Very interesting.
Did you take any of it home with you?
No, because it's obviously, whatever it is.
Weird thing,
down.
You played on it and then you tried to smoke it.
No.
Do you know that birds die on that turf every day thinking it's water?
Do they really?
Yeah. Really? Wow.
Fun fact.
Oh, awful.
Yeah.
That was a fun fact. That was like a me fact.
It's a nice stadium, though, like in a bunch of mountains
BC
around in Boise.
Beat Boise in a bowl with Matthias Kiwanuka in 2006. Yeah. Take that.
All right. There's just all around poor effort last night, which is a little bit alarming for me. It doesn't seem to be for Wiggy. Are you bothered by it at all?
I'm bothered because I do think there's some trends from this game that it's hard to look at and say this is just the one game. This is the game that they lost out of the trends that they've had, which is these slower starts when they're coming out and they're shooting 1 of 8 from behind the arc like they were last night. It seems like it's hard for anybody that's not Jaylen Brown to get into the game. And they lost pretty much every row in the box score last night outside of 3-point shooting. So I think like last night they really stretched the limits of the 3-point shooting is the most important stat in the NBA today. And the analytical nerds have to be passing out because it turns out if you lose points in the paint, second chance points, fast break points, if you lose on the boards, if you have more turnovers, the 3-point shot still won't save you against a mediocre team that was without its best star in Trae Young.
Thank God for Derek White.
Yes, Derek White. Well, we say that kind of every week,
Yeah. Yeah.
But that's who they are, though. I mean, they're going to hawk up 50, 40.
It doesn't have to be who they are.
But that's what the new NBA is.
Well, that's Missoula.
Right. But the point there, Wiggy, is even if you do that, you still have to do at least some of the marginal things. You have to do the other stuff. And to me, the worst part of last night were just the turnovers.
Yeah.
Because that felt like vintage Celtics in the worst way.
Right.
20 turnovers and over half of them coming from Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown. Mm. That's just unacceptable when you're playing a Hawks team that, yeah, they're big and long, but they're not a defensive powerhouse. Well,
and they got 19 points off of those 20 turnovers. So that's an issue, too, that they weren't able to get back on defense and figure it out.
And they were lazy, sloppy passes. Mm-hmm. And I see the problem that people get, like, caught up. They're a team that shoots threes, but because they shoot threes, that's what ultimately led them to winning a championship. When you don't have Porzingis, people tend to look and go, well, they got no inside game, which they don't, right? When Porzingis is there, you got some type of inside game. But
I will say, listen, I was famously critical of Jason Tatum. I felt like he was at times more aggressive last night when it came to going to the hoop, which I think that Joe Mazzulla needs to say to him, do it all the time. But if you're basically going to live or die by the threes, and if you're it, you know, and you're your guy and my guy, Pete Pritch, not so great last night.
No, I think it's great when Jason runs downhill and he gets to the rim, and he certainly has the footwork and he has the strength now where he can finish that and not just try to be getting to the line. But the issue last night was like they couldn't protect their own rim.
Right.
It was the hustle plays that were getting away from them. And then they just looked like they were overpowered by the physicality that Atlanta brought, which is kind of like we've seen that a couple times. I think they felt that way in the first half against the Warriors last week, too. And it makes you wonder, don't you guys get it? You are the target.
Yeah.
Every team, not because it's the NBA Cup and you're on a special court, but every team is going to be coming for you every single night. And they play the Cavs next week, who is a team that will step on your neck and make you say uncle. And they're not as talented as the Celtics, but they have a mindset early in this season that I'd like to see more of from this Boston team.
Did you think Tatum looked completely healthy last night? Like the ankle? Because I thought that. Watching him go up and down the court, I thought there was an issue with the ankle. I was surprised they played him last night, especially with a back-to-back.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure he wanted to play. And so he was working out with the trainer a little bit beforehand and testing that ankle you could see on the court before the game started. I'm sure that there's some lingering stuff there. But again, it's like Jaylen just was coming off of an injury as well. This is the season. It's a long season. Mm-hmm. You have to strike that balance between the guy wants to be out there. You have 12 exercise science Australians behind the scenes who are telling you what you can and can't do. So I do mostly trust that with something like that, they'll be okay.
Do you like the tournament?
Do I like the tournament? I think it's just in such early stages. Like, I like the idea that for the guys at the end of the bench, that everybody gets this $500K bonus if you win. You get $200K apiece if you are the runner-up, and you get $100K if you're in the semifinals in Vegas. And that makes a big difference to guys like Keita, who everybody's excited about now.
Yeah.
You know, like, that's a big chunk of their salary. And Luke Kornet has talked about last year at this time, he was saying he wants to pay off his mortgage. You know?
Right.
I mean, like, not... Look, everybody in the NBA is making a lot of money for a regular person, but I like the idea that a Jason Tatum, a Jaylen Brown, even a Derek White would look at the end of the bench and say, we're going to get this extra check for you guys.
For these guys.
It's because, you know, it makes a difference in your life this year. Yeah.
But don't you think, like, and this is something that I kind of felt like watching the game last night, you probably have a different vibe because you're there, is I feel like they play... Or not that they play down, but sometimes they take their competition lightly when they're not very good. Like you brought up Cleveland. Like Cleveland, I feel like that game, you're going to see the Celtics come out and be ready to go. Last night, it just looked like they're up by 15. They're like, yeah, we could beat the Hawks. They stink. They don't. Trae Young's not there. And so I felt like their energy against some of these bad teams is just like, we're rolling the ball out because we're the Celtics.
Absolutely. And Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown both said that last night postgame. Human nature is going to play a part. Jaylen Brown saying they walked in thinking that they were just going to win the game. And I think for him in particular, because it's Atlanta and he always wants to show up against that team. It's his hometown team. That's frustrating. It's just like for me, the mindset part, I know it's one game, but again, I think you've seen it over the last two games where they had to come back in these final moments and they tried to do that again last night. They never got into a super deep hole, but they were up 15 points and they just let that team hang around. And they're not anywhere near as good as the Celtics or as talented. And so the mindset thing to me is something that I think that they need to just be more disciplined with night in and night out. You're not going to win every game for the rest of the season. You'll get an extra boost, I'm sure, in your mentality when Kristaps Porzingis comes back midway through the season. But you got to find some way to get up against these teams and have some pride in how you carry yourselves night in and night out.
Well, but you also have to do the not fancy stuff. Like, you got to get the boards. Like, they were, what, did they give up 28 offensive boards last
night? Yeah, and like, they were really bad in the fourth quarter on the offensive glass.
Well, that's how they lost to Golden State late in the game. You're giving up too. That's the one thing that they don't, they do a poor job of, is they give up way too many offensive rebounds, and that led to a bunch of extra possessions in the Golden State game that led to easy buckets. And you see it last night. And that, to me, is just really, like, laziness. Guys just not boxing out. But Greg, like you, I'm an old head as far as basketball. But the way these guys, like, watch how many shots guys shoot and nobody boxes out. Like, that's just kind of the way the new NBA is. And it's frustrating, but this is how they're teaching them.
You don't have to accept it. Like, Drew Holiday sitting there watching when he should be boxing out.
And he's one of your best players defensively.
Yeah, I mean, he's struggled a little bit so far this season.
He's been a little off so far, and I'm not sure where that comes from, if it's just them trying to figure out, you know, their backcourt and how they're going to be using Derek White, because Derek White is always so dependable. He kind of looks like your number one, where Drew should be your number one in the backcourt.
Yeah, it's Derek White. You could tell, like, Derek White is super aggressive, like, when it comes to looking for his shot, where, you know, you don't really see that from Drew Holiday as much. It's Tatum, Brown, and then Derek White, and then everybody else is kind of like, you know, get your scraps when you can.
What a come up for him.
Yeah,
for Derek White. I mean, people have been on him since the beginning.
Right. No, you were on him from day one.
Thank you.
Had said they should have played him over Marcus Smart during that postseason run. Yeah, you were spot on.
Please
with that
one. Speak his name.
I know. I'm sorry. I know.
Who's
you're
that?
Marcus Smart.
You're
Stan.
A Smart fan.
I am.
Yeah.
And well, he had to go. He's
in
Memphis.
I know. Okay.
All right. Well, no panic then. Just
no panic. I'm panicked about what's going on in your living room. Yeah. Greg, what is your setup? What is this?
Please.
You got this tiny TV.
I've been trying to help him
it's
out.
Not
you
got these, tiny.
You got these bookshelves
it appears
with like three books on them and
the bookshelf
one little trinket.
I don't go down the bookshelf road because I brought that up. You are somehow like that's your thing.
I'm a bookshelf snob. Right. Okay. I really am judgmental of how people arrange their
bookshelves. Is it
OCD? No, it's not OCD. It's just, I don't know. I love... Like, my fantasy is in the Disney movie Beauty and the Beast, where she has the room full of bookshelves and the ladder that she flies around on.
So when I put that...
But if it would be very sad if that was Greg's house, because
go
there's
very far.
One sad bookshelf with three books on it.
When I put that thing in, you reached out. I shared that with Lindsay.
I said, what's going on here?
She was not... She didn't appreciate the input.
Oh. Is she mad at me now?
I think she was somewhat offended.
I didn't know that it was her work. I didn't know that she had moved in.
It's not technically like if you're a bookshelf snob like yourself, Megal, it's not technically a bookshelf. It's like
it is a bookshelf.
It's like a metal trinket that you can put stuff on, right?
It's giving Alston Christmas.
Oh my God!
Aren't you supposed to take some time, Curtis, and develop the feng shui and read the feng shui before you fill
that's
the thing up?
Feng shui, isn't it?
It's close.
I guess you have so much clutter on the other surfaces.
I don't have a lot of clutter.
You really do. I just think you could put it on the bookshelf.
Yeah. Why are there like four picture frames all crammed together where you can't see the pictures?
Well, there's not a lot of room in that thing. So.
Right.
I have to cram them all.
I told him what
I
to do, and his TV stand should always be bigger than his television.
Looks older than you.
A couple aromatic candles there in case one.
It kind of looks like a shrine, actually.
Yeah, that's what it does.
Well, it looks like it's a box of ashes.
That's what a shrine is.
Yeah.
Right. I don't know if you saw it, Mago, but last year he had a magazine created a la Donald Trump that said Boston Man Magazine with him on the cover.
It was at the unveiling of the cover, and they gave me it.
Nobody knew the magazine existed until you framed it.
Well, if you're going to go bookshelf with the television, like we said, it should be a menage a trois. You should have a double bookshelf. One bookshelf by itself doesn't work when it's next to a television.
On the other side of the bookshelf is where I have my rolling
bar cart.
Yeah.
Oh, we call that a tray.
Configured to look like.
You don't
want to
see what that looks
like. Does it have like two bottles and one glass
like
on the bottom?
No, it has like 100 different bottles on there.
Well, that should be messy. Like a bar cart should look lived in. Overcrowded. Yes.
I don't want to. Is it true that Linz has to put all your food into a blender already?
No, she does not have to blend my food. Oh, okay. Not that old.
He carries around a Nutribullet.
I told him I'd come by and help him out with the, because that's the one space men should have, the TV area.
Yes.
And I said,
well, although not my husband, I control it.
Yeah. Oh, you control the TV area?
Yeah.
No, that's got to be his one area that you got the rest of the house.
He's allowed to have a couple things up there.
Yeah, but it should be his setup. He should be like, all right, here's the TV stand. Here's the television.
We don't have a stand. We have it mounted over the fireplace.
Okay. But even though you could have a floating stand underneath it.
Wiggy is like living an episode of The Honeymooners. Like, like he comes home and, you know,
Honeymooners.
If the TV isn't on, he starts swinging his fist around. He's going to wallop somebody. If the dinner's not on the table at 5, there's going to be a problem.
Guys,
like, I mean, give me a break.
Guys
the TV
don't have,
room,
no.
TV room belongs to everybody.
No, it doesn't.
You and your wife. Yes, it does.
The guys, we don't have no other area we designed.
That TV is not big enough to belong to everybody, Greg.
We have one area, and that's it. When you live in an apartment, you don't have a man cave. It's your TV area.
He has a guest room that's an office, and it's all his stuff in there.
Correct.
And guess what? He never goes in there because it's not nicely designed like the other rooms in the apartment.
He needs some help.
Do you have a real fireplace?
We have an electric fireplace.
Thank you. Okay. And that's a real fireplace, correct?
No, I would say a gas fireplace and a wood-burning fireplace are real fireplaces.
Right.
Ours is electric, but I like it. It gives ambiance.
Yeah. See? It's all about the ambiance.
The faux fireplace.
Works.
Wiggy's is a faux fireplace.
That's an electric, just like she has.
Electric's not real, though. It's a fancy space heater.
Yeah. Bingo. Ugh. That's what it is.
You're just wrong.
But it gives the look of a, you know, somewhat fireplace. It gives you that beautiful armor. I love it too.
We turn it on in the morning.
It's not a real, you don't have a real, you have a faux fireplace.
Yeah, but I said that. I have a fake.
It's like the fireplace they have at Bugaboo Creek.
Oh, I miss
it. I like that fireplace.
No, you have a different one than
what's Bugaboo Creek? Unless you could put wood in it, it's fake.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they're all fake.
But I'm saying it's real.
No, I said it's a real fake one.
I don't know why we're going, like, why are we shaming people on, like, what, their home decor?
Mm. Well, because when it looks like that, Greg.
All right, Mego.
Could do better.
Great to see you.
Please don't have Lindsay be mad at me.
No, she's not mad. She's getting there. Yeah. All right, let's get to Courtney into what is trending.
The exclusive home for Patriots Monday and Friday.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Good news, the Bruins beat the Blues in St. Louis 3-2, the final. David Pastrnak was the main story coming out of that one. He netted his fifth career go-ahead goal in the final 2 minutes of regulation. That ties David Krejci for the second most in franchise history. Ray Bourque tops the list with 7. In the bad news, the Celtics fell to the Hawks at home 117-116 in group play of the Emirates NBA Cup. The Celtics were a turnover machine in the loss. The Hawks were able to capitalize on that, scoring 19 points off the 20 turnovers. Jaylen Brown and Derek White had season-high points with 37 and 31. Jason Tatum did end up playing in this one. He had 20 points. It's back-to-back nights for the Seas. They have the Nets in Brooklyn tonight. Tip is at 7:30. We'll talk with Mego, or we just talked with Mego. Goodbye, Mego. Love you. Sorry, she was right next to me, so I was thinking of her. Weird news for Boston College football. Tommy Castellanos will not play this weekend. He has stepped away from the team after being benched, according to Bill O'Brien. And it is now time to put someone in timeout.
You're in timeout. Let's find out who's getting a timeout this week. Brought to you by Timeout Market, Boston's best eating and drinking destination in the Fenway, all under one roof. Timeoutmarket.com.
Oof. Where do I want to go with this one this morning? I think I want to put Jim Montgomery in timeout. I brought it up at the beginning of the show. I know that they got a win, so being a negative Nancy right now is not popular. But the way in which he talked about Pasta and getting that game winner and him saying, yeah, if I had a shot like that, I'd do it every night, didn't love it. Mm. So in timeout.
Okay.
All right. I am going to put my Georgia Bulldogs in timeout, especially Carson Beck. God, he's...
That guy disappears in big games.
Oh, my. It's so frustrating. They got the Tennessee Vols. I believe it's this week, I think. And obviously, if Georgia loses, that's it. They're probably out of the playoff hunt. So, I, you know, I got to put the dogs in timeout.
Okay. Anybody else?
I'm going to put Jerry Jones in timeout for his comments about the windows in the stadium and refusing to put curtains on them because you built a horrible stadium for $1 billion.
Okay.
I'm going to put Greg in timeout for his dumb Soto take.
Oh. What's dumb about it, Curtis?
That's mean.
He's not coming here.
What's the take, though? I like Soto.
I want him here. I think it'd be great. I just think John Henry has lost the benefit of the doubt, unfortunately.
So you think that it's all smoke and mirrors when it comes to flying?
We actually have, this went better in rehearsal, but we have John Henry arriving in California to meet with Juan Soto.
This is sad.
Curtis, the man only has days left in office. Can you treat him with some respect? For the final days.
Is it windy?
Our current
Hey, he's never been happier. I love him.
It doesn't look windy, unfortunately.
No.
Maybe it's hard walking on
sand.
It is
hard to walk on sand. Yeah.
But he chose to.
That's why Rocky trained on sand.
Yeah. It's very difficult.
Yeah. All right.
He was actually there on that same beach when the rock turned into the sand about 700 years ago.
Looks sauced up.
That's it. Thank you.
Thank you. That was brought to you by Time Out Market, Boston's best eating and drinking destination in the Fenway, all under one roof, timeoutmarket.com. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather. It's a nice trot.
I can watch this all day. Oh,
the little trot at the beginning. He's
have you ever tried to walk on sand, Curtis?
I have. Listen, I've made a fool of myself falling all over the floor, bombed off my ass, but this is just amazing.
I mean, his wife is doing it fine.
Did you see the stare down by Jill and Kamala yesterday?
Yeah.
Holy guacamole. 38 degrees, mostly sunny afternoon, high of 47.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, how about our guy, Andrew Raycroft, calling that last night for the Boston Bruins to the third period comeback?
Love to see it.
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. So I don't know what the fate is when it comes to Jim Montgomery, but looks like a little bit of a pause on his future.
I'm pretty confident he makes it through the season.
Yeah.
Like, do you think this team makes the playoffs?
No.
Oh.
You don't think so?
No.
I think
that's when he loses.
I think they make the playoffs. So that's why I think he makes it through the season.
I don't think he'll be home for Thanksgiving.
So, okay. So you think they're going to go on a major like downhill slump?
Well, they just played a team that they're much better than talent-wise and had to have a big comeback just to win. They've been, people like Kevin Paul DuPont have been covering the team for a generation, have been very publicly negative about his ability to retain his position as head coach of this team. He's in a walk year.
Right.
So It wouldn't shock me at all in the next 2 weeks if they have a new guy in there. There's been guys like Leach or Sacco. I don't know.
Joe Sacco is the rumored guy to potentially coach, and he's been a head coach before. Right. But Curtis, can you do that yet again? If you're Don Sweeney and Cam Neely and blame it all on the coach and get rid of a coach.
As a puckhead, I would just tell you, that's hockey, pal. That's what they do in that league. I mean, name that Fatorik. Name that, you know, the guy that just did the nice thing for the Goudreaux who's with the Flyers now. Tortorella. Like, these guys are all, Cassidy, he leaves here, immediately goes to the Golden Knights. He's the change of pace guy that gets them to win a cup. If they don't have the too many men on the ice here, he wins a cup here. It's just timing and your voice no longer resonating with the audience you're saying.
So you think they get to that? Because that would be the only way I see them moving on from Montgomery during the season is if Neely and Sweeney feel like his voice is falling on deaf ears in the locker room.
But that was the excuse that they had with Bruce. So it's like they can't keep using that excuse over and over again with the same guys.
Well, that would be the only way, because generally when you fire a coach in season, you're not bringing in somebody from the outside, so you're going to elevate somebody new.
But again, it's not Jim Montgomery's fault that they are unable to put the puck in the net. It's not, I mean, I guess Razor better qualified to tell you this than I, but it's not his fault that you have 4 power play opportunities last night and you don't score on a single one.
Milbury will tell you got to do a better job of maybe changing your power play system, you know, to something that might give you a little bit better opportunity to put pucks in the net. I think that this is a playoff team, he makes it through the season, and then ultimately it depends on how far he gets in the postseason and, you know, on their decision on whether or not they're going to re-sign him.
And you have no doubt that they'll make the postseason.
Yeah, I think they're still a playoff team.
Curtis Scheim?
Yeah, just because the NHL, everybody gets in.
Yeah.
Yeah, they'll be a wild card team at minimum.
Greg?
Technology issues all over the place this morning. We have had problems with Twitch since we signed the show on this morning on Twitch. We had problems with YouTube. Mm-hmm. Now, apparently, the Cape Cod signal is down, 96.3. My beloved adopted home continent of Cape Cod, unable to hear the show this morning.
Could that be because they're on the water, Curtis, and there is another hurricane brewing out in the Caribbean?
That would likely be the case.
Maybe that's what it is.
We got another hurricane.
Another hurricane.
Yeah.
I guess I missed this.
Well, Courtney said there was one coming back to back a couple months ago, and that never really happened.
Yeah, I mean, the astrologers
on TikTok
were all wrong when it came to the election and the big hurricane that was supposed to hit Manhattan.
Wait, did they have astrologers that predict the weather on TikTok?
They predict big worldly events that are about
do.
To happen. Yeah.
I see.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I remember
How
that.
How often are they correct?
The ones that I usually watch pretty often, but they had the election wrong.
The craziest was
that they had that there was going to be this huge hurricane that was going to.
Did you dump out of that?
Yeah, I did. I don't want to spoil it for other people.
Twitch doesn't get that.
I don't care. Like, I love a good spoiler alert.
I knew it when you guys were talking like that earlier.
Damn. He spoiled out. Have you not watched it yet?
I've watched the first 2 episodes. Santo finally caught up.
Oh.
So now we're watching.
So you're on a Scheim. You just started.
I'm 2 episodes in.
Oh,
from Scheim,
I thought you had already watched. You just hadn't got to the last episode.
No.
Oh, that completely ruins it for you.
Damn.
Don't say anything else about it because Scheim dumped out. I don't want to ruin it.
Yeah, but it's already ruined for Courtney.
It's all right. It's my fault.
I guess I won't have to watch it.
Listen,
darn.
You got the opportunity to watch it as it goes along. If you're really into a show, watch it every week. Yeah. Give it the time it deserves.
Wow.
Don't come back to me and go, I want to binge it. Like, sorry.
Well, yeah, I would just like to point out, as someone
I gave you 3 additional days.
Oh, damn.
What's today, Wednesday?
Wow. Yep.
I gave you Monday, Tuesday, and this morning. So yeah.
I got to tell you, people are livid at Greg right
now. I know they are. I know Courtney and Scheim have
well,
to be.
You don't,
I'm
you
not
don't
mad
get,
at all.
You don't
I
get,
think it's totally
I'm not
fair
mad,
game.
But you don't get dropped out of Twitch. And Twitch was so mad at me yesterday for talking about Yellowstone, and then they decided – someone decided to ruin how Sons of Anarchy.
If you're not going
to
watch it in real time, if it's a live program, don't get mad if someone spoils it.
So
that's my take, and I'm someone who doesn't watch it in real
time. If Greg hadn't seen it and somebody on this show ruined it, he would be livid.
Did you ruin a movie for Courtney not too long ago?
Yeah, Titanic.
What? Yeah.
So, Courtney, is this it? Are you officially out now?
I'm still going to watch.
Really?
Because
maybe that's not what happens. Stop.
Get the shovel.
Maybe I'm just having
fun. He's tricked you. Psych! No, that don't happen.
Yeah, but like I wasn't mad at the person yesterday for the Sons of Anarchy spoiler, but it was a douche move.
That is a good one. Ugh. Because he's such a key character.
Okay, stop.
All right.
You already know what happens.
Before we move on from the Bruins, might I just add, Andrew Razor Raycroft looked great last night. Looks like he's doing his squats. Legs look great. So I just want to put that out there.
How'd you see his legs? They only showed from the waist
up. I just want to put it out
there. Just trying to bounce back from that chicken legs coming.
I never said that he had chicken legs. Literally ever.
You did.
I didn't.
You said he's got chicken legs?
No, you said he had guinea pig legs.
No.
Oh, too soon.
That's what you said about
You said, does he even do leg day? Because I was going to notice, like, I usually when you see him, it's from the waist up because he's behind the boards. Yeah. It's like, how'd you see his legs?
I've literally never said.
I do have a fun idea for the show. I think Courtney should pick one or two of her favorite TikTok astrologers, and we compete with them predicting the future.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Oh, wow. We should do that.
Okay.
Courtney wants to have the medium on the show that we used to have
on our
old show, because we love medium.
Is that the one who talks to the dead?
Yeah.
Yes. I've gone to like big readings in auditoriums, hoping that I'll get chosen by like the Long Island medium. My mom and I have gone to in a big arena, and we've never gotten chosen. So
you've never done it?
No, I would love to.
Oh, they spot on.
I would love to.
I invited Wiggy to go to a reading with me, but he misunderstood what it was and didn't want to go.
I don't get that one, but...
Well, you told me you don't like to read.
No, I mean, I don't. Exactly. Who likes to read?
I love to read.
When you get books on tape, or you can watch the documentary.
I love reading.
Yeah, okay. Sure you don't. Sure you don't. How many books you read in the last year?
Greg, did you...
I don't know, probably 40, 50 books.
Can we...
Reading. That's cap.
That's not... It's,
40, I'm... 50 books?
Yes. Yeah,
stop it.
No.
Stop it. Be honest. Courtney, how many books you read in the...
I read like a... I can read a mystery novel in...
I didn't say what could you read.
2 days.
I've read six this year.
Six total for the year?
For this year so far, yeah.
All right.
Greg, did you hear about the child psychic who is running away from the police officers?
Yes, they were searching for small. It was a medium.
A small medium at large.
Yes. Right. Yeah, thank you, Sean.
So, can we get the medium on?
Medium's very good, Courtney.
We could.
She's gonna cry though, like crazy.
Matt Frazier is his name.
Oh, Courtney's gonna break down.
And he was excellent on the old show. We could try to do.
I would really love that.
Are all your grandparents still here?
I have two still here. Yes.
Okay.
I'm unable to focus on anything other than the cake for tonight's Wine Watches and Wheels event, which Ernie Bach just sent me a video of.
It's a nice one.
I can share it with you on Twitch if you want. How much? Look at this cake for tonight for Wine Watches and Wheels.
Damn.
And I mean, that is pure artistry, is to be able to bake and prepare a cake
that
looks like that. That's the Rolex that somebody is going to win this evening.
That's not
bad. Wine Watches and Wheels at Ernie's place.
Can I be entirely honest?
Uh-huh.
When you sent it, when I first looked at it, I thought it was an actual watch. I didn't realize it was cake.
Isn't that unbelievable?
That is impressive.
Really cool.
Cake artistry.
Cake wars.
And you guys will have a real one there.
Yeah, somebody's going to... Yeah, no, you don't win the cake.
Right.
You win the actual
The roly doly.
It's one of the cooler videos that go around the internet. Is it cake? You cut into it and find out if it's cake.
That is... I'm with you, Shime.
If Are you coming tonight?
I'm going to try to make it.
Okay.
Seven or six?
I think like seven or... I don't know. Six, whatever you want, Wiggy. Yeah. All right, we got to take a break. We'll be right back. Jones and Keith coming up next. Adam Jones is here. Good morning.
Good morning. What's going on, guys?
What's
How
up?
Are we? You know, not too much. Keith and I were talking attire for tonight. That's what we were talking.
You're coming tonight. I can't wait.
Yeah. We might have to go, What's the male equivalent? Rent the runway. We gotta go. We might have to rent the runway. Is what we might have to do.
Well,
black tie. First one.
It's first anything. What do you think? Me and Keith go to social events.
That's gonna do penguin suits.
Yeah, we should. We should. Yeah.
Nope. I don't mean, spoil.
It's really the individual that makes the attire. Is that what it is? Other way around. Yeah. So I wouldn't worry about it.
We're a lot of sweatsuits and jeans and hoodies. That's a lot. That's kind
of two of you going together. Or
oh, good question. You, we haven't even gotten that far. Should we?
Are you bringing significant others?
I'm not. Maybe Keith is. I'm not. No.
No. Well, you have the kid situation.
Yeah, somebody's going to watch the child. Yeah. That's not going to be me.
You'll enjoy yourself.
Yeah?
Yeah, you'll definitely enjoy yourself.
Have you ever been to Ernie's?
No.
Oh,
you're
man.
Enjoy the cars there.
It's kind of a dump, but whatever.
Are you a car guy?
I mean, maybe I will be. I haven't seen a nice enough car, I guess.
Oh, believe me, you'll see a bunch of them tonight.
Are you an enjoy rich things guy?
Yeah,
okay,
sure.
Then you'll love it.
Yeah.
Then you'll love it.
Great.
Greg, I don't know if you listened yesterday to this part of the show, but Jones... Thanksgiving sandwich from D'Angelo's guy, which I know right up your alley.
Oh, they dropped some off yesterday. Yeah. Tremendous.
When they dropped sandwiches off for us last week, I tried the Thanksgiving sandwich.
Oh, had a Thanksgiving last week?
Yes. Very nice. Good. Very, very good.
Wonderful.
Very good, D'Angelo's.
I liked the chicken one. Vermont chicken.
Oh, Vermont.
It was really good.
Nice. I didn't know it was on the menu.
Yeah, they had good sandwiches in here that they dropped off.
Concerned about the Celtics?
Yes.
You are?
Yeah, I mean, you know, like... Are they the most talented team in the league? Yeah, I think we knew that. The question is, how are they going to play, and are they going to be motivated in games like last night? So, yeah, I mean, concerned on some level, sure. I think they're still probably the favorite to win and the most talented team in the league, but I don't like what I've seen over the last few games. That would include the overtime game against Brooklyn. That would include the loss against Golden State. That would include last night. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, is it just that they're so good and they know they're so good that they're not going to worry about the regular season and you just got to get to the playoffs and that's when you turn it on? I mean,
that's the hope, right? Is that they can turn it on, but you've seen other teams sleepwalk through regular seasons before, other championship caliber teams, and then they get into bad habits and it catches them in the playoffs. You've seen that with a lot of teams. So they launch them. I heard you guys talking about this morning. They launch a million threes. They can't rebound. That is about effort. I think their defense has been poor from the first game. I thought in the opener against New York, and they dominated New York, I think their defense has been poor the whole time. That's also effort. So they'll get Porzingis back, and Tatum's probably not 100%, or at least in his head, he's not 100% comfortable. So I think that impacted him last night. And look, no one can touch them talent-wise. That's not the issue. The issue is, are they motivated? And will they play with effort? And they haven't been. So that's why they're losing.
The basketball guys like the Shaqs and the Charles Barkleys and the Kenny Smiths and all those guys, they'll tell you that once the playoff starts in basketball, they ratchet everything up. The way they play defense, like all that kind of stuff. So that's kind of the NBA. So like that doesn't concern me as much because it is about effort when it's about defense and rebounds. And so if you know that's what's going to happen in the postseason where it's going to all be, you know, turned up. I just don't see a team beating them in a 7-game series. I just don't see any team beating them.
I'd imagine a lot of us said that about Denver last year. You know, a lot of us probably looked at Denver and were like, okay, we know they're the best team. They're sleepwalking through the regular season to a degree. You know, they weren't the top team in the West. We gave them the benefit of the doubt and we all would have been wrong to do that. And so that's all I would say. No team's repeated in 5 years in the NBA. Maybe they'll ratchet up on defense, but if you're waiting to do that, you get in a lot of bad habits along the way.
So I assume you guys will be talking about that today.
Yeah, a lot of Celtics. We'll talk some Bruins, too. Maybe they save Monty's job. I know you guys were discussing it. How reliable is Pastrnak? He's had a bad year. He had a huge goal last night. So how reliable is he? We have some Patriots talk as well today on the show. So, yeah, a lot of stuff.
Another Gonzo interview?
No. That's Monday's, okay. Greg. And I think people are very aware of that. Although Ken gave us... what we think is a pretty good idea for the Gonzo interview.
Oh, okay, that's...
doing it twice a week?
First time it's been said. Yeah, no, Ken was like, do that 5 days
a week. Yeah,
more Gonzo is what he said.
Gonzo and Keith, midday.
So we have an idea that we'll be working on. Oh, and I buried the lead. We have a big, big giveaway today.
Oh.
The biggest Jones and Keith fan. We want the biggest Jones and Keith fans there are, assuming there are any. We want the biggest ones.
Big size wise, or
you know what? We'll take either one.
Okay,
they can be large individuals, or they can just be big fans of the show.
Big
we'll take either one. Yeah.
Yeah,
right now we got to take what we can get. We don't have an audience like the Greg Hill Show, so we'll take what we can get. Dave Chappelle tickets is what we're going to be giving away today to the biggest Jones and Keith fan we can find.
That's a good.
Where's the show?
This sounds like something Ken's going to win.
It's at the MGM. Killer Mike, venue. Part of the show.
Really?
Yeah, Dave Chappelle.
That's interesting. Killer Mike.
Today. Yeah.
That is very interesting. Is he rapping? Is he rapping in the show? What's he doing?
That's a good question. I would imagine that would be part of the show.
So
yeah.
Does one have to prove that they are the biggest?
Yeah, we're gonna be quizzing the audience on some Jones and Keefe trivia. Things that listeners to the program would know.
Okay.
And that's how you can win tickets to see Dave Chappelle. Yes.
And he is funny.
Yes.
I just saw Kevin Hart.
Cosine,
really
yes.
good show that Dave Chappelle is.
So they could perhaps share which is their favorite grab bag.
Yeah, that could be part of it. I imagine the Christian Gonzalez.
There must be 1,000. How many are there?
Oh,
there must be 1,000.
That's a question for Keith. It is. It's got to be a good 200-300. Yeah.
Yeah.
We get listener submissions every day. You can send them to Keith at WEI.
Yeah.
If you ever have an idea, doesn't guarantee it's going to make it to the radio.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
if you have an idea, you can send it to Keith. We have a very strong vetting process.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very rigorous.
one of my all-time favorite segments on the show. All right. Well, enjoy it today. Yeah. We'll
yes.
see you guys tonight.
All right. Sounds good.
And we are back tomorrow morning on a Bruins Thursday with Mike Milbury at 9 and other things. Thank you for your patronage.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.